This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know how you feel. I want a love that's so proud and real. You make me want to go out and steal.
I just want to rip.
Jeffrey James just turned. We were kind of, whenever we
Friday,
the music, we always kind of vibe out a little bit. And Jeff just like looked at me and his face fell, just went full deadpan and started doing full body rolls into
the camera. It's Friday.
Oh my God.
So
I don't know, Jeffrey.
If I mentioned that. Yeah, you're welcome, Anspa. It's Friday.
I'm grateful for Friday. I'm grateful, Dad, for fry. Yay.
What's your favorite kind of fry, Frenched or otherwise? I've never asked you this, and I need to know now. We'll cut this out or not.
Sorry, do you mean what's my favorite kind of fry?
Let's
or
do
like,
favorite,
favorite kind of potato.
And what's that?
Do you mean like...
Favorite fry and favorite place to get a fry. Type of French fry. So crinkle cut, curly, et cetera, et cetera. Skinny steak.
McDonald's fries are always fantastic. I don't eat McDonald's really, but like McDonald's fries, that's where it's at.
Oh, I don't eat McDonald's really. Oh, I have a great body, all this stuff. You can't say that about yourself. Other people have to say that to you.
I didn't say that. I said I don't eat McDonald's really.
Really?
Other than the filet.
Sorry,
fish,
I like.
Which I did from childhood.
Other than the filet fish.
Other than the filet fish.
Which is mayo and fried fish. They can't call it cod.
And cheese.
On a bun. That's the worst part, is the cheese. So much dairy.
But, McDonald's fries are good. I don't like the In-N-Out fries.
I don't either. I like just, animal style. Like, imagine, let me paint you a picture. McDonald's fries as the base, animal style as the paste.
That would be great.
That'd be amazing.
I love thick cut fries. Like, I love steak fries. Like you'd get at a pub because I like putting that with vinegar on it.
Oh, 100%. Like those are chips.
Yeah, chips. Like chips with vinegar. That's it for me. I remember I was with Daniel when he had never tried chips with vinegar before.
Oh my God.
I don't think he was sure if he was going to like it. And then it blew his mind. And I was so honored. And we were at this
imagine
pub, and I was
having those for the first time yet again, to see it through Daniel's virgin eyes.
To have chips and vinegar for the first time again would be like the movie 17 again, but it's me eating chips and vinegar for the first time. And I'm not Zac Efron, but Tom Lennon would be
there.
We're
going to pass. We're
going
to pass on the movie in the room. But again,
but Tom Lennon.
What's that?
But Thomas Lennon would also be there.
Is Tom Lennon attached?
He not like officially, but he it's in talks.
Officially is what we were asking, so we got it. Thanks so much.
What about
Who's
you?
Your
what's
agent?
Your what's your favorite? What's your favorite fry guy? Fieri?
I think type is a nice medium all arounder. You know what I mean? Place to
so
get
like
it?
A McDonald's fry?
No, those are skinny as shit. I'm thinking, just for an example, par exemple, Applebee's maybe to have for me.
No, those are skinny as shit.
No, those are skinny as shit.
That had the same energy from Nikita as, no, well, I don't know her. I don't know her.
So. I do not know her.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
You know where has good fries? This is going to sound bougie as shit.
You know where has good fries? Where?
Soho House.
Cut this out, you ass.
Why cut this out? We can brag a little.
Do you like ketchup, mustard? Do you like ketchup and mayo mix? Give me that like pink sauce. Or are you a vinegar boy?
I like them all. I like vinegar, like you said, with the chip style, the fat boys, mm-hmm. like especially with fish and chips. But for normal fries, ketchup will do. But ideally, you have ketchup and an aioli, whether that's chipotle,
you love an aioli.
Truffle, or some kind of like special sauce. So like In-N-Out or sauce, or like
my mama got Daniel and I an air fryer for Christmas.
My sister gave me an air fryer for Christmas.
So I haven't used it yet, but I have a bag of frozen fries in the fridge, and I might bust in
and
the freezer.
Spa.
I might bust it out tonight.
Well, if you do, let me know how it is, because I'm going to do that soon as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Way better. It has to be better than the oven. Otherwise, people wouldn't talk about air fryers, right?
I've never used an air fryer. I'm excited to see if the hype is worth the gripe.
Marty wouldn't shut up about an air fryer like 3 years ago, and I think he's not one to like talk about something that he loves.
Marty doesn't talk about things he loves. Marty doesn't love anything.
Well, Marty doesn't experience joy. So the issue, the thing that people have to understand about Marty is that hobbies are what's the opposite of sacrosanct? Sacrilege to him.
We're kind of talking about fries. We're kind of talking about chips today.
Mm.
Don't, like, it, your mouth looks inverted. Mm. It looks like when you do that, it looks like there is like a black hole in your body that's like you are going to envelop yourself from the inside out, if that makes sense.
I just suck myself into my mouth and de-exist.
And then you just, and then, yeah, you
gone,
cease to exist.
Not only
you're
gone, I never was. And so you check the Spotify podcast app and it just says review with Riley Anspa.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Lobster Shacks.
It's a Lobster Shack, baby.
Lobster Shack is a Lobster Shack.
Gotta have me, that lobster meat.
I got me a bun and it's seat so full of lobster, so come on, bring your chips and vinegar.
So come on.
I'll never forget listening to Call Me Bang Bang and hearing Ben Schwartz do an impression of that will live. So come on, bring your jukebox money. But it doesn't matter because today we're talking about my dad and I. Well, when I was younger, my dad and I called lobster slobber. So now sometimes I'll be like, gonna go eat some slobber.
That's not nice to think about it that way.
I love it.
It's also like the most expensive seafood to call it slobber. It's like calling like Wagyu that beef.
Beefy.
Beefy.
I'll take a medium rare beefy on a plate.
Oh.
Maybe make that a surf and turf, some beefy and slobber, huh?
That's going to be $75. Is that fine? And you still want to call it that?
Make it 80. Some reason.
Just, you can leave a tip later. Don't tell me to adjust the price of the meat.
Jeff, do you have any, what are your favorite Lobster Shack experiences?
Is that all you wanted to say is that you and your dad called it slobber? Do you have more?
Oh,
like slobber?
I didn't. About slobber, listen, I love a lobster roll. Slobber? Oh, glad you asked. So glad you asked. Oh, slobber? Well,
I said lobster, but yeah, please go on.
Oh, slobber. Yeah, for sure. No, I can absolutely speak to that. I love lobster rolls.
Yeah.
They are delicious. When we say Lobster Shack, it's like you can go and it, I'm thinking of like a seafood shack.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they're lobster based. And do you prefer a cold lobster roll or a hot lobster roll?
I splurge when it comes to slobber. I have to get one of both with a friend, split the two, and we get a little bit of each.
That sounds amazing.
Daddy can't help but taste the flight.
A so slobber flight.
Yeah, so it's basically sea scorpion meat with multiple ways of modes of preparation.
I could take it either way. Being in Boston, you bet I had some good slobber for sure. It's just good shit. You know, it's just good shit. I don't know what else there's to say about it. Like, I unironically love a Lobster Shack because yeah. it feels like, I feel like I'm a townie.
Right. I'm on your like letterbox like, right now reading through reviews that you've made of movies you've watched recently. They're all Jay. I'll just say, honestly, it was good as shit, or honestly, it was bad shit. That's like not specific enough to leave a review, right?
Any good Lobster Shack feels weathered. It feels like sea weather beaten. You go and you order and you pick it up. They aren't gonna serve you. They aren't gonna be our guest. I'll put some lobster on your chest. That's not what's gonna happen. You are gonna go to the pickup window and you're gonna take your little slobber bun and you're gonna get out of town, right?
This is you to Anthony Bourdain when he's on you're on his show. Can you guys cut? We weren't asking for you to put lobster meat on us, on our chests. But yeah, okay, roll. All right, this is Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain.
Clean chest. No, Anthony Bourdain, we're not going to put lobster on your chest.
Can we just keep it rolling this time but edit around it? Can we take it one more time and just don't mention chests, right? Because I'm trying to generate yeah, business
no,
for
I
you.
No, I didn't mention chess. You're the one who mentioned chess.
That's not true how it happened.
Fine. Would you like some slobber for your plate? Upper body? I didn't say chess.
Honestly, just use the chess take. Don't say upper body.
Jeff, what are your slobber shack experience? This episode has to be like parentheses slobber shack.
Okay. Lobster/slobber shacks. I've never been to like Maine or barely even New England. I went to Boston once, and again it was for a college admissions mm-hmm. boot camp. Yeah.
Jonathan, give me 20 prompts.
But I did work at a like lunch spot in Chagrin?
No, Chagrin. You did it right.
And one of their main things was the lobster roll, and I was afforded one free sandwich for lunch every shift. And so I would get the lobster roll, usually, and it was divine, Adam or otherwise.
Would you get it hot or cold?
They only had it cold. So, but I do love a lobster roll as well. It's like one of my guilty pleasures, and not that it's even that bad for you, but my favorite lobster places in LA are as follows. L&E Oyster Bar in Silver Lake. Love that place. Me, my sister, my brother-in-law, it's home base for us in terms of Los Angeles haunts. I could be caught alive at Connie and Ted's getting one of each for my heads, cold and hot.
Wait, excuse me?
Hmm?
Getting one of each for your heads?
I wouldn't say no to a lobster roe from...
Cool.
Hold it. Son of a gun. On West 3rd.
Okay.
More than any teaser. Bite size. 2 bites. But the sensation of that slobber sliding down my gullet. Into my gullet, rather.
God.
Past the hole in my neck that was
I should not have introduced you to slobber.
I have a whole new identity of this. I can't get enough of lobster.
Slobber.
No, yeah. So not a lot of like actual shacks like you were describing, but mm-hmm. I do love a lobster roll and I'll go out of my way to get one for dinner.
There is a great Malibu Seafood on the PCH.
I've never been.
It's a little seafood shack and it is always packed on weekends, lines around the joint.
Yeah.
That has great seafood, and Neptune's Net is a really, it's also on PCH.
Yeah.
I love seafood, man. I know shellfish isn't for everyone, but goddamn, give me some of that shellfish. Should
you
we? Bitch.
You don't have to have lobster. I'll be a little shellfish. More for daddy.
More slobber for, no, we're not gonna.
All right, I got a 2-star review of Maine Lobster Shack in Portland, Maine.
Okay, is it the Maine Lobster Shack?
It's just called Maine Lobster Shack. I don't know how they got the name rights to that, but this is from Mark R.M.
Mark Real Maine.
Mark Real Maine. 2 stars. And that's the review. He doesn't put any text. But then Maine Lobster Shack, the owner, responds.
Oh my God.
To his wordless review. Hey, Mark, we would love to know more about your experience at Maine Lobster Shack and the reason behind your 2-star rating. Please reach out to me personally at hello at mainlobstershack.com, as we would love the opportunity to make it up to you. Thanks. I love the idea that Mark R. Main just like fucking left the thing. It's like, yeah, it was kind of bad. Like barely thinking about it, just taps 2 stars on Yelp. And then like the owner like gets the notification like, yeah, sweetie, I'll be right there to watch the movie. Just got to check my email. The fuck? 2 stars? Honey, you guys start. I have to work late.
Are you sure? Ghostbusters is your favorite.
I got to deal with something. Don't wait up. Hey, Mark. 2 stars? Text me. 219-999-0959. Send. All right. And now we wait.
Hours later, across town. Hey, dude, a lobster place emailed me. That's so random. What?
That's insane. What did they say?
They said, like, hey, Mark, 2 stars, email me. I didn't sign up for any mailing list either.
That's so weird. He gets another notification.
Oh, he said,
hey, Mark, checking in again. Why haven't you responded? I'm a pretty chill guy, but I'm starting to lose my temper. Hit me back. Peter, send. 219-999-08959.
Zane, look, he messaged again.
What
this
the
dude
fuck
is, like,
is wrong with
like
this guy?
He's pissed at me. I don't know.
What did you
I don't
do?
Know what I did. Yeah. You know what it is? This is the place that we went to after the bar the other night. You know, when we went for Brad's 30th?
Oh my God, yeah.
And like the lobster was like fine.
But also it might have been great. Like I was so drunk. I can't even
so
remember.
I was so drunk. I think oh my God. You know what I must have done? I think I didn't even mean to leave a review. I think I just like
your thumb tapped it as you were scrolling. Yeah.
Oh my God. I should let them know. I don't want it to be bad for their business. I'll just tell them it wasn't a big deal.
Cut to Peter, the owner's house. Okay, you know what? Now I'm starting to get pissed off at this guy. Here we go. Whitepages.com. Okay, starting to create an account. Here we go. Something I can do $10 a month if it means I'll get this fucker's fucking number. Here we go. Mark R. Main. Real Main. Mark Real Main. There he is. All right. 219-999-0875. Here we go.
Honey, please, come on. I'm going to bed.
Go to bed. I'll meet you there. We'll talk in the morning. Phone rings.
Dude, I got a random... this random number is calling me. It says maybe Peter.
We don't know Peter.
Should I pick it up or leave it?
I think just let it go to voicemail for now. And then, like, if it's someone you know, call him back.
That's fine. Then he'll leave a voicemail if it's important.
Cut to Peter.
We'll return your call.
Hey, man. Yeah, Mark. I'm a small business owner. I really am. And I own a business that you, not frequent, but have been to. I notice you... Why 2 stars? I noticed you left a review 2 stars of My Lobster Shack. And I gotta... Either you change the review or I gotta know why. You know, if there's a reason I wish I could right the wrong, maybe earn that 4 or 5 stars. Hit me back, Peter, from Peter's Lobster Shack. 219-99... You know the number.
Good. I've just played that voicemail out loud.
Did you sign up
I don't know.
For a phone
mailing No, I
mailing
didn't give
list?
My number. I'm actually a little nervous. Like, should I call someone? Should I call the police? Like, I don't know.
I think
I
just
how
ignore it,
number.
Honestly. If you play into this, he might, like... You don't want to call him and then get yelled at. Also, it's fine to leave a 2-star review.
I know, but he sounds really desperate. Like, I feel kind of bad that one drunken mistake might, like, ruin this guy's life.
Cut to Peter in the car speeding. All right. 779 Springer Avenue. Here we come.
He gets
Mark
a call
isn't
going to
know what he fucking
is. Peter. Peter.
Yeah, hands-free. Don't worry. I know we talked about me calling, texting, and driving.
Peter, where are you? It's 3 in the morning.
I'm in East Portland.
You're in East Port? You drove to East Portland? What are you doing? Come back here. Peter,
I said
one of your...
don't wait up. Ends it. Cut it to the other guys. They're just like hanging out. They've completely moved on because it's been like 20 minutes, but then like headlights kind of flashing through the living
so
room.
So when you're watching The Bachelor, it like it's hard because you're looking at these women and you're like, come on, you would find so many better options on like
I don't like
Raya.
The Bachelor. I like The Bachelorette because like it's more fun to watch these guys to, you know, fight over.
I agree.
Did somebody just knock?
Did you order something?
I didn't
Are you
order
expecting
food.
Anyone?
Did you? No.
I'll answer it. Just be all careful.
Right. You have a bottle.
Yeah, I have a wine bottle in one hand. It's on a chain, so I'm just opening it a tiny bit. Hello?
Hey, man. I am Peter of Peter's Lobster Shack. It's great to meet you. I like stick Holy my shit. Hand through the thing to like shake your hand.
I back away. Sorry. You're.
I keep my you're hand gonna there have to, through the whole conversation.
You're gonna. I'm trying to close the door. You're gonna have to go. You are absolutely gonna have to leave.
I would really Travis, love to know why you used those two SARS.
Travis,
was it the food? Was it the ambiance? Was it me?
Please.
It was me, wasn't it, Mark? Just say it, man. You can say it was me. I'm not gonna be. I'm gonna talk. You slam it shut. My arm is off and it falls. You guys just like sit there in a moment of stunned silence. You think it's over.
Oh my god, it's good. Is he gonna come back? No, there's no way. There's no way he can come back, right? Like, he would not come back after that.
The arm comes to life. It like scooches its way across the floor up onto
like
your desk.
Family.
Yeah, yeah. Signs into the computer, goes to Yelp.
Oh my god!
Signs
oh
in.
Oh my god!
Edits the review
Peter,
to five stars.
Mark and Travis just start throwing up. Oh, this is awful. What is it?
Cut back to home. Peter walks home. He's like, has a crazy look in his eye, half the arm off.
Peter, oh my god! Peter, what happened to you? We need to get you to the hospital.
All right, kids.
Peter's no.
Daddy's ready for Ghostbusters.
Peter, God, get in the car. I'm driving you to the emergency room right now. Peter, say something.
I did it.
He did what?
Five star collapses.
Slow zoom out. You see the wife kneeling over his body, weeping. And cut back to Mark's house, and the hand just goes limp.
I think it's done. I think he's finally gone.
Why did we ever move to Maine? I thought that this would be a simpler life.
It was supposed to be. And the Montessori schools they have out here are just incredible.
Incredible. Let's never speak of this to anyone.
They put the hand down a garbage disposal.
Oh. Ghostbusters comes onto their TV, just like on the like on satellite TV. It just like is the next thing up. They don't have it. They're none the wiser, but it's kind of like a cool film cinema
moment.
Yeah,
yeah, they were watching the same channel all along.
It's really cool.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break, Marty.
Take a break, Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, three subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been So, Drin, I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but I, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using that wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Inspa, do you have another review?
Oh my god. Okay, this is the other one I was gonna. Okay, this is also for the Lobster Jack and Cape Elizabeth. The reason I like this review, I'll tell you after. This is from Marco R.
Rain.
2 stars from Marco Rain. Our visit to the state of Maine started at the Lobster Shack. We were looking for the great lobster experience because everyone knows that Maine is where the best lobster comes from. The restaurant is located oceanfront, and you have a choice to eat inside or outside. We ordered a lobster dinner at current market price of $27.99, and we also ordered a lobster roll boat for $17.99 and a couple clam chowder. The food doesn't arrive. You pick it up when it's done, serve your own drinks and condiments, and then you even empty your own table, so when you pay, there's no section for you to leave a tip. We were excited to see the food and savor the true flavor of Maine lobster.
Unfortunately, the lobster was overcooked and rubbery on both dishes. Even the clams and the chowder were rubbery. The lobster dinner comes with a small order of crinkle cut fries and a small cup of coleslaw and a sliced and toasted biscuit. The coleslaw was the star of the day. It was perfect, nicely cut, not overly sweet, perfectly crispy. For the small cup of coleslaw and the good flavor on the chowder and the nice view, I have to give you 2 stars.
Sylvia, thank you so much for coming to my office hours. You know, not a lot of people in your class come. And I don't know, it's nice to see a friendly face in my office. You wanted to talk about your essay.
Yes. I just had a couple questions about kind of honestly, like if we're just cutting to the chase, about my grade.
Of course.
And I know that you said that, like, you know, on your syllabus, you mentioned in kind of the notes that it's like you were very open to discussing grades.
Oh, 100%. And if I graded this wrong, I will change it. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's just, you know, in seeing the notes that you gave back, this paper about the Odyssey was very, like, I was actually really excited to do it. And I spent so many hours on it. And I actually thought it was going to be like an A paper. I had my mom read over it. I felt so confident and I had so much fun doing it. And so to see that it got a C was, I guess, just
see that
a little hurtful.
You're so bright, Sylvia. I'm going to start with the positives. All right. And then we'll get into some of the things that could have been better.
Okay.
The format.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. The substance needed a lot of work. The issue here was that I don't even know if you read the book.
So
like,
the
yes, it was
substance
written by Homer. Yes, there was the hero's journey. Yes, there were sirens, this, that, and the other. And you have takes on all of those things. But how do I know you didn't just, I don't know, read the Wikipedia? This was a bad paper, and I'm not going to change my mind. Does that answer your question?
Yes and no. Sorry, that was just a lot.
No, that was just the negative.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying.
I did the positive at first, build you up, and then constructively.
The positive was that it was in Times New Roman 12-point font with 1.5 spacing, and that was kind of like, everyone has to do that. That's like, everyone knows that that's just the format you do for the paper.
Okay. Well, that was what got you the C, so if you want me to like not think about formatting, then it probably would have been a 50.
You said that your mind would be open to changing grades, and then in this feedback you just said that you are not open to changing your mind or changing the grade.
I want you to think about this as I did positive feedback and then negative feedback, and then outside of the bounds of those two things, I am open.
So the negative feedback, you said that you're not going to change the grade, so you're still open to changing the grade?
Well, what are your let's say, you know, was there anything in the negative feedback specifically that you think I'm incorrect on?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I told you that I've been so excited to write this paper about the Odyssey and, you know, the lasting effect of the hero's journey throughout literature. And I guess, you know, your comment about saying that who knows if I could have just read Wikipedia, you could say that about any student. And I know that there are other kids in my class who did just read Wikipedia. I'm sorry to rat them out, but I know that Ryan did only read the Wikipedia page and he got an A-.
We're not talking about other students here, all right? We're talking about Sylvia. Let's do this as a little mid-semester check-in, right? Let me tell you some things that I've noticed about you in class, you know, or at least my impression of you as a student, right? And then I'll tell you why I think this paper maybe isn't what you could have done. Sylvia,
okay.
Right? As a student. The positive?
Yeah.
You show up to class on time most days, right? And that, you cannot, not enough can be said for what that means for me as a teacher in the way that I run my classroom. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, especially because Ryan shows
up. The negatives,
maybe
though,
once a
are
week.
That you are a little bit of a snitch, right? So ratting other students out, not only just then, and don't say that you hate to do it, right? Because you'll often interrupt class and just be like, hey, yo, like Brian's chewing gum. He just stuck it under the table, and I don't actually take too kindly to that shit. Right? You're
whoa,
a bad
Mr.
student,
Trainer.
And that's what I think of you, and that's why I gave you the grade partially. I was biased. So that's the positive negatives of you as a whole. Can we start there? Maybe zoom out a little bit from the
me
paper?
As a whole or me as a student? Because it feels really personal. It feels like it has actually nothing to do with me as a student at all. It just seems like you like Ryan better than me. And so because he's a bad student and I call him out on it to try and help the rest of the class and the learning environment, that's why you gave me a C on what should have been an A+ paper.
I don't know where to start here, Sylvia, because I said, and I quote, I'm open to discussing areas in which I'm wrong. And I haven't said anything.
You play favorites,
incorrect.
Mr. Trainer. I'll just say it. You clearly play favorites.
If you're gonna give me negative feedback, at least be positive first. Build me up to break me down. That's
you
how you give notes.
You have nice high top sneakers, and they're always very clean. But you play favorites, and it's very clear to everyone. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
So knock on the door.
Hey, yo, Dylan T. What's up,
Ryan,
best teach of the year?
My man, they do a really elaborate, long secret handshake.
Ryan, this is actually my office hour. I booked this like a week ago.
Yeah, Sylvie, do you mind? Because we just kind of got into it,
mind.
And I think we came to an agreement. You're not a good student. The paper was bad, and I don't like you personally. But you show up on time, and you format things fine.
Yo, you really fucking like went in on her. Holy shit.
Ryan, you wanted to discuss your paper. Let's get into it.
Wait, no, we're not done talking about my paper.
Okay.
And I know for a fact that Ryan plagiarized his. He didn't even read the book. Sylvia, like,
it's...
Yeah, but don't say it. Right?
Let's not interrupt Ryan's time here. I didn't even hear what you just said. We can do both. All right. So you stay. If you don't feel like you've been heard, we'll stay here and I'll give feedback to Ryan. And the feedback will include positives and negatives. Okay.
I don't care about Ryan's feedback.
Sylvia,
I want you
Sylvia,
to change the grade
Sylvia,
on my
Sylvia,
paper.
Sylvia. All right. Ryan, your paper was.
Yeah. Yeah.
It read like
on,
a fucking historian
it.
Wrote it, man. I mean, this is,
That's
yeah.
That's what a historian did write it.
The hero's journey is not written better into any story than that of the Odyssey. This Odyssean tale, for lack of a better term, wink, and then that's a winky face in the formatting.
I put a winky face
and
in there.
And next time, you maybe want to single space it, or you want to double space it. The
it
whole thing
matter,
was
right?
great.
It's no biggie.
99, all right? And that's only because I can't give 100 because it'll seem like I'm playing favorites. You know what I'm talking about.
You
and
are
then,
playing favorites.
Sylvia.
Stop saying my name like that.
I haven't gotten to the negative feedback yet, all right? So don't get too upset just yet, all right? That was just the positive feedback for Ryan's paper. Here's the negative.
All right. Lay it on me, Dylan.
Here's the negative feedback.
It,
Here's the negative feedback. Here's the negative feedback. Because I always like to go positive, negative. He's facing Ryan and pointing to him. Quickly shifts to Sylvia. Sylvia, I don't think it's becoming of you to stay here and bite into Ryan's time. And that's my negative feedback. The fact that you're still here, every minute I've been tracking, it's been 7 minutes you've been in my office, and that's 7 points off the next paper just automatic.
I booked a 30-minute office hour with you, and I would like my whole time.
Ryan texted me 5 minutes ago asking if he could have an hour or more of my time. All right, so we all did things that we regret.
Well, we're going to go Chipotle in like 10, right?
Yeah, we're probably going to go
drive you for off-campus lunch.
All right. Sylvia, I'm going to have to really take matters into my own hands.
What does that mean?
I think I'm going to have to talk to the headmaster.
About Ryan's plagiarized paper?
About your plagiarized paper.
I bring out my phone. I can show you the text where Ryan specifically said he took a... Look at this. He took a selfie with his historian uncle and
Sylvia,
said...
Sylvia,
to write my paper for me.
If you're
going to
say something negative about Ryan, please say something positive first. I always do that. I do that. I do you that courtesy. I do you that courtesy. You'll do the same for Ryan.
Can you just at least admit that you see what I'm holding up? I need confirmation that you can at least see what I'm holding up.
I cannot get into the negativity until you give me something positive.
Ryan, you're a class clown. And I don't know if I mean that positively or negatively.
You're gone. Get out of my office.
What?
You have a smile. Please get out of my office.
You don't have to, for the record, you don't have to say something positive and negative with everything that you tell someone. She doesn't know how things are done.
She doesn't know.
For some reason, two other English faculty members dragged her out of the show. Wait, no, this can't be.
You look great being dragged out. Glad you're leaving.
Oh, now that she's gone. So, we gonna take this out to the food court or what? Dylan, are you there?
Sorry, I had like an awful childhood. So like I just had a flashback. Yeah, let's go get food. do you have time for one more?
I have time.
All right. This is one star of the Lobster Shack as well. I guess it's the Here we go. Okay, I got it. Chris H, one star of the Lobster Shack in Portland, Maine.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Chris Hemsworth writes, one star, although it had a spectacular view, it was one of the worst meals I've ever had. Lobster stew at $17.99 consists of a small bowl of thin milk broth with the pieces of lobster floating around. Not a potato, a carrot, a piece of celery, or anything like a little, like a stew should be. Sydney. Cut that out, Jeffrey. It was pretty unappealing and expensive, I think. So the review kind of became about my horrible Australian accent, but what made me laugh was it was pretty unappealing and expensive, I think. Form your opinion before you write a review, right?
So Marlene and Hans, thank you so much for sitting down. I know that these conversations around marriages and kind of looking into green card status can be a little touchy. But I just, you know, like I am not saying outright that I don't believe that you two are a happily wed couple. I would just like to get a few questions about, you know, how you two met and Hans specifically, kind of like what your journey has been in finding, Marlene.
Of course. Well, I was born in Berlin.
Really?
And somewhere along the way, Marlene and I fell in love, I think.
So you were born in Berlin, but
Das ist right.
I'm looking around your guys' and Marlene, you are very timid. I'm looking around your guys' home, and it seems like you guys have traveled all over the world. And just to check my records, Hans, it says that you were actually, like, you were born in Germany, but you went to school in Australia. And so am I hearing that a little bit come out in your accent?
Ever been to Brisbane?
You know what? I went once.
That's great.
I took my honeymoon there.
Are we done here?
That's great. Oh, do I hear a Scottish lilt coming out a little bit? That's, my God.
I did a jig.
You
and a reel.
You did a jig and a reel. That's wonderful. So, Marlene, God, you are such a doll. Thank you for hosting us. Could you say a few words about, you know, what it was like meeting Hans for the first time?
And be honest.
Hans, from the moment I saw his eyes.
Are you reading something?
No. No. No! She would never do that.
Hans, sorry, I'm actually asking Marlene. Marlene, were you reading something?
No.
No. Okay. So maybe put down whatever thing that you were holding.
I wasn't. But I'll just keep going and look at you in the eye.
Yeah. So
Hans and I met. Tell him about the 7-Eleven.
Hans, she can actually tell us about whatever she would like to talk about.
I know. Hey, I've been everywhere, all right? I know social etiquette.
You really have been everywhere, and I hear it in your voice.
Hans and I met at a 7-Eleven, and I got some Cheetos.
Fritos!
It was Fritos. And we fell in love, and here we are.
It's so... Das is so funny when you hear it back like that. It's like, oh, it was
Sorry,
meant
Hans,
to be.
What was that? You started the sentence, it's so, and then you changed to das so.
No, das is so, it's so good to hear it back.
Sorry,
like
I
that.
Just, I can't help, I'm starting taking notes. I couldn't help but hear that again.
Have thou ever been to Japan?
Have thou ever been to Japan?
I love the cherry blossoms.
When were you born?
When does it say
says on
the paperwork? Because it was then.
I want you to say it at the same time as me. Because
got it.
I see it here.
Dos,
and it says...
tres, one.
Okay, 2, 3, 1, and 1983. You said it a beat after me. You
83.
Marlene, 20. Have you ever met Hans's family?
Have I met your family?
Simply yes or no.
Hans,
simply yes or no.
Hans, have I met your family? Yeah, you can just tell them. Yeah,
I can hear everything you're saying.
We've met.
You and Hans have. Well, you guys are funny. Of course you two have met. Have you met Hans's family?
Hans's family is. They are beautiful.
Oh, really? So you have met them.
They're gorgeous. If that answers your question, yeah.
It doesn't. It doesn't. You're telling me how they look, but I'm actually asking, like, where you met them.
Riddle me this. Hath thou ever been to Cape Town?
I close my notebook shut. I'm going to cut right to the chase here, Hans. It is so clear to me that you and this woman have just met. You and Marlene have just met. I couldn't place where you're from. At this point, I can't tell if you're trying to throw off the scent of where Marlene, maybe it's a green card marriage for Marlene at this point.
I'm from Newton, Massachusetts. Yeah, Marlene is timidly from British Columbia, all right? There's two nice above the borders, and I'm sorry, Marlene, but I was trying to help her out. I was trying to help a sister out with the citizenship, all right? I'm normal. I've never been to these fancy places you keep mentioning. I don't even know where that is.
You keep mentioning them.
What?
You keep mentioning them, and you're saying them in like an ye old English way.
Look, I know this relationship with Marlene was a sham. But part of why I'm breaking character is that there's a spark between us that I'd like to fan into a flame.
Between you and Marlene?
Between you and me.
And no.
Hath thou ever believed in love at first sight?
Stop with the hath thou. I mean...
Come on.
Ever had a fantasy of an old English romance? Of course I have.
Of course doth thou.
And Marlene is just quietly packing her bags.
She's quietly forging the thing saying that she's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Hath thou ever... Hey, come on. Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Hath thou ever considered train travel instead of air travel? Imagine that.
Hath I read Murder on the Orient
Express?
Murder
on the Orient Express, yes!
Back, multiple times?
Yes.
Doth half. Marlene takes a stamp out of the person's bag and quietly, like, but firmly stamps the
notarizes it.
In the bag. Have any plans to travel by train post haste?
I didn't till just now with your ass.
They start viciously making love and Marlene makes out like a bandit.
She walks into the nearest 7-Eleven. Okay, so Frida's with anything else with that? Ma'am?
She takes out a gun.
Winks at the camera.
Just the Fritos that take it, please.
I love America. Puts sunglasses on, walks away in slow motion.
Gas station sunglasses.
They're horrible.
She takes them from the rack, puts them on. They have American flags on the side. I love America, eh? Winks.
This should be a week long.
Stranger Things drive-through experience. Was so fucking cool. So it's this lot, like the whole thing is done in a parking lot
downtown
LA in the row. Yeah. This lot. And for the car, and so it's like you listen to everything, you turn the car channel to a radio station where it's like everything's broadcast on this radio station. And it was amazing. Like it was so innovative. It was exciting. It was just cool also to feel like a live theatrical experience, kind of. And all the performers.
As close as we could get.
They're running around. Like, they're all masked. And so it's like, you know, you had... And the lookalikes were pretty spot on. So it's like you had Stephen Robin.
Finn, what are you doing?
Stephen Robin, like, running up to the car, like, in masks, like, banging on the window. Like, it was really... It was just really cool. But the best part... Seeing the Demogorgon, which is just clearly a person in a Demogorgon suit, human-sized, gingerly running around a parking lot, made me cry laugh. It is one of the funny... Like, the rest of the experience was so immersive and so cool and incredible, and the costume is amazing, but to see a human-sized Demogorgon just, like, trotting around a parking lot...
Knocking
while everyone's, like, running away.
Does the thing, like, roll your window down.
Roll your window down. No. Shake that. No.
Why not?
I can't get COVID. I won't be a host.
It was really fun. And then the lookalike playing Billy, he came out at one point and all of us were like, Billy's got the fucking wagon. Like,
he had that fat ass.
Billy had that thick ass. We were losing our minds. And we were like, Jeff would be so like proud, but also intimidated because that dude has the fucking, Billy brought the wagon to be sure. But then they were like, there are multiple Billys. So then a different Billy came out and we're like, huh, that's, that can't, no.
That's not, no, one. The face looks similar, but that, not, he has that flat ass.
That's
not
exactly
that fat
what
ass.
It was. We're like, but where's
he has that pancake ass instead of that, that thick ass. Yeah, where's the wagon? Yeah. Why did that Billy walk in front of us and his ass finishes walking in front of us 5 minutes later? And then this one, it looks like a paper.
And this one, this one's an A4 man.
that's so me as a casting really, director. Right, no, we don't care about really his ass. Really is he right for the part? Oh.
Oh
no! 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 No!
Oh, so it was. It was just. It was really. It was really cool. I had a great time.
Hell yeah! What's been shaking me is this sweatshirt. It's apt for this episode, which is why I wore it. It says Maine. It's vintage.
Nice.
I got it for $7.
Well, it
sorry,
says
let me
Eastport,
finish.
Right?
Sorry, let me
it
actually fucking
Maine.
Finish
it says
for a second.
Eastport. Actually, let it me says Eastport. It doesn't say Maine.
It says Maine under Eastport.
Where?
The boat is part of the M.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it.
But no, it's just like, Riley, it's so soft. See that?
You were just yelling at me. No.
Yes,
I don't think so.
You can't get enough of this. This
Riley,
terry.
It's so soft. That looks like my Nantucket sweatshirt.
What? What?
It looks like my Nantucket sweatshirt that like kind of has that. It's the same fabric. It's the same cut. It's the same. We'd be in the same like catalog, basically, if we wore those next to each other. I think it's great. I think it's a great sweatshirt. It's apt for the episode. Is this episode 60? I think it's great for episode 60. Is this episode 60?
Yeah.
Oh my God. 60 episodes and Terry's sweatshirts. That's amazing. 60 episodes with a sweatshirt that's similar to mine. I love that.
It's just like with the podcast, it's like the more the merrier in terms of episodes. Like the longer we can kind of keep it running, the better. But with the sweatshirt, right? It's like part of what shook me was that it was one of a kind. So to have you have that.
Well, no, I don't have a Maine sweatshirt. I have a pink sweatshirt that says Nantucket.
It's pink?
Yeah, it's pink.
Okay.
It's like salmon.
That yeah, that makes me feel better.
Okay.
Because you said same cut and same fabric, so I thought that fabric.
It is like... same cut and same fabric.
Really?
Let me see the sleeves. Let me see the tapering on the sleeves. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing.
You can follow Riley on Instagram at RileyAnspa. On Twitter at RileyCoyote.
Say it louder. And, do you have anything to plug, Mefri?
I don't have anything to plug, really. I'm still working on my little side project. I don't remember if I announced it yet or not, but it's a vintage watch store online, and a lot of the watches came. I'm wearing one of them right now.
Yay!
So if you're interested...
It's very exciting. The website looks wonderful. What's it called? Can people go check it out yet or no?
I'm hoping that by now... I'll say it. I'll plug it now, and if I'll bleep the name if it's not ready, but I think it should be ready. It's called kirkwoodgoods.com, at kirkwood.goods on Instagram. So if you're interested at all in watches, I know I never shut up about them. We have... it's just me. I've curated a selection of I think 10 vintage watches ranging from $95 to $12,000. So
Jesus Christ.
I didn't spend $12,000. I bid on that one at an auction for very low much lower than that, and I'm going to make a huge profit on it if somebody ever buys it, which probably won't be anybody who listens to this, but maybe some schmuck on eBay will find it.
Nice. I hope they find this episode.
No, wait. Like, they cancel the shipment. No!
No!
Do you have anything to plug? Do you want to plug into the mess again?
Yes. So, is this coming out on the 26th?
Yes. Yeah.
This Friday is the opening night of Into the Mist. January 29th, Friday, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific. It is going to be an incredible, immersive, virtual experience, all set in the world of the summer of 1927. There's a bunch of incredible acts. There's live music. Daniel and I have a room. It's basically, it's like you enter this world online and you go room to room and it's all Zoom rooms. And some are interactive, some are not. But it's the range of performers are incredible. There's magic. There's live blackjack. There's a secret room. If you get a password, then you'll get to go into the secret room. There's dancing, there's improv, there's caricatures. Someone's gonna draw a caricature of you. It's incredible. The range is amazing. So if you go to intothemist.net, I will have the link to tickets in my bio. But we're going to be running at least every Friday through February. And you can watch it from anywhere. Just get dressed up or not, have a drink or not, and come watch. It's going to be really special. I'm very, very excited for everyone to see it. So yeah, you can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And you can follow the show at Review Review on Instagram and on Twitter at Review Review Show.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Also, a quick shout out to Yousef Syed and Farhana Rahman for featuring us in an article that they wrote in Entrepreneur Magazine. Or an entrepreneur. I guess it's just called Entrepreneur. Definitely go check that out. I think you and I both retweeted it. Give them those clicks because they helped us with this-ish. That barely rhymed. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. Also, let's shout out some patrons.
Very special thank you to our VI podcasts, Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Michael Skarn,
Akusia Sarfo,
Alex Watts,
Alex Witt,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Alexander Hall,
Anthony Amadeo,
Bagadoo,
Bob Buell,
Brad Hild,
Brendan Metz,
Brian Dodd,
Cameron Bradley,
Chasen Bales,
Christian Basketball,
Chuck,
Connor Finnegan,
Damian Kirk,
Daniel Bonney,
Gentleman the fucking 13th,
Eric Crust,
Fancy Octopus,
Garrett Glasbergen,
Hallie,
Happy,
Hot Dog,
Holly,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jackson, yeah, Hansel.
Jackson Martin.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jason Araya.
Jesse Tipton.
Jonah Sanchez.
Josh Tischler.
Jub FPB. Sorry, Jub Caleb FPV.
Thank you. Caleb Lester.
Katie Ross.
Kerwin.
Kevin Sunt.
Kobe Hollis.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Ask Malik anything. Mark Priest.
Mark Spaulding.
Matt Box.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Eback.
Michael Rowland.
Nate Porteous.
Nicolaj Biergard.
Noel Sumido.
Nolan Murphy.
P.
Phoenix McVernon.
Robert Fridge.
Sabrina.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sam Lorente.
Sarah Kilduff.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
Stefan.
Steve Faraway.
Sugar and Falls, you absolute fucker.
TR aka Gulia Bowie Dyphus, which is my new name.
That's Austin Dude.
Theodore Giesen.
Will Phillips.
Xander Madsen.
And Yarrow Bouchard.
Thank y'all so much for your support.
And we are sending our cameo videos to you guys. They're well overdue, but they are we're working on them as we squeak, so look out for those, and as well as the order forms for the hoodies. We finally are ordering them in. They'll be in stock, and I'll be shipping them out personally to y'all asses, so want to make sure I get those out to you at the latest the first week of February. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. Riley, why don't we do the inverse today? Can I say chi?
Okay. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. And until then, arrivederci.
Chi!
That was a HeadGum Original.